If you're growing ever-blooming roses in your landscape, like the popular knockout roses or hybrid teas or many of the old garden roses that bloom through the summer, it's important to remember that we do a pruning on our roses in late August or the first week of September. Over the long summer growing season, many times rose bushes get a little bit bigger than we might want them to be, and this gives us a chance to cut them back and reduce their size. Typically, we cut our roses back about one-third their height if we need to control their size. You also want to get in there and prune out any dead canes that might have developed. Now, this pruning back that we do now stimulates lots of vigorous growth, and that vigorous growth comes out in the cooler weather of September and October. And then in October, November, we get this spectacular blooming season. So by pruning in late August, early September, you can shape your bushes up, you can stimulate lots of new growth, and have lots of beautiful flowers on shapely bushes in October and November. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.